Here we go. Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Claflin. You can call me Abby. Let's see. PowerPoint? That's not it. There we go. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about
it? I think we'll get around to that, yeah. So just introductions, yeah.
My name is Kiara, I'm the marketing expert.
Okay. I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already. So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, and discuss, then close. So our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to, there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So we'll get to that. Oh, there it is, right. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So we're gonna try out our whiteboard. If we'll all draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal. Okay. Yeah, both. Any volunteers? Does anyone know what they want to draw? I don't think so. A dolphin. It's like playing Pictionary. So what characteristics do you like about your animal? They're graceful. Sleek. I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Oh, look, there's dolphins. Just kind of, but, you know, they jump around more.
Does anybody else want to draw their animal? Uh-oh, there goes the pen. It's a cat. Do you want to put anything? I don't know if the A horse. That's very good. These cords. Right. Actually, I haven't thought of anything yet. A pig. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah. Well, like a cat, you know. Soft, yeah. just put it there. Right. A shoe. Oh my gosh, this is disastrous. Sorry about that. Okay. So, moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So, I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally. Selling price is 25 euro. Profit aim, 50 million euro. Anyone a mathematician? So that's a 50%. I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see and a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted, or the buttons it should have?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find. I was thinking that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have it for the portable phone, so why not? Yeah.
You should have a call button on your television to be able to find your remote control. And even, I think, a little light, or even maybe a vibrator, I don't know, but some, because it's usually under the sofa. Yeah. In which case, you're going to be lit. But if it has a sort of signal which isn't really sound, I don't know if it's expensive, maybe. Maybe call is enough.
What if it had something like just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base, you know, like a portable phone has a base, like just to have a home for it. Because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV, so yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should design couches that have the remote control in the sidearm. Do you think it needs to be bigger to not lose, or is that not factored? Like, handheld size, yeah.
I don't think you need that.
Not huge, but
definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of noise.
No, it can't be.
Like a light thing,
Like a spaceship.
Yeah. Or make it mobile so it runs.
Little homing device. Okay, so what do we think this remote control should? 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Let me see what we have left. Oh, we just have to close it.
Yeah.
What if it might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen, so it has less buttons but it still has all the functions, like the way a mobile phone does?
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like,
so you could like if you have, I don't know, if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, that you, what do you call it? So yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So like if you had a, that's something we could decide.
Because I don't know if it's expensive. If you use a telly screen, because it's already a screen, then you can sort of have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But yeah, for sure. Something like, not, it's not on the button, but it's telling you.
Yeah.
You see those, people, I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things, and like they have all these things at their house, their entire house is so electronic, and they have like this one master control that, and it's like a handheld that turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen, and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of screen. Must be really cool, it must be too expensive.
Yeah, and we have to remember our budget is 12.1250 for to actually make the device. But it's something to think about, yeah. I mean, we have to see how much that would be.
Well, so if we can find out for the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water.
Oh, I was just.
I thought,
yeah.
The tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip in it. Like, so you can clip it to your. Like, that's another. We should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial designer, what does that stand for? is going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess you'd be looking at about some of the things we discussed about screen and that sort of thing. What is the UI? Yeah, what does it stand for again? User interface designer. So that's going to be more technical. I guess maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical, like just the way it looks and the way it I guess you'd have to find out. And the ME, what is that? Marketing, right. So we'll be working on the user requirements. Yeah. So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.